Hello, thanks for tuning in to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the leadership podcast with me, Tom Hallett. This podcast is all about providing you with insights and tips to help you on your journey towards exceptional leadership. Hi guys, it's Tom Hallett back on the Learn, Grow, Succeed podcast. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming us and letting us into your lives. So today we're going to be talking about the topic that is really relevant right now with second waves going on with coronavirus all over the world, lockdown still going on, and that is therefore pushing the need for virtual learning programs. And it seems pretty surreal that we're now living our lives under constantly changing restrictions. And yes, that might all change in the next year with the first vaccines being delivered in the UK recently. But for now, we're continuing with our digital ways of working, and they're not going to change for a while yet. And I don't believe they will ever go back to what was considered normal a year ago. And before we get into the detail of the benefits of virtual learning programs within your organization, as ever, if you're new to the Learn, Grow, Succeed podcast, very big welcome to you. If you're a regular listener, also welcome back. And just a reminder, we do put transcripts for the podcast on our website. They'll also be in the description wherever you get your podcasts. And on the website, there is also loads of other resources. Like all our other podcasts, there's white papers, webinars, all sorts of good stuff over there. So do go and check it out at www.xl-communications.com. Now, we've seen some pretty significant changes over the past few months with virtual communications of all different types being championed by businesses and people everywhere. And at XL Communications, virtual communication and specifically virtual learning has always been something we've been very passionate about. It's something we've been building into programs for a long time now, and it's great to see more people embracing and understanding the value of virtual learning programs, which has happened, you know, since this COVID-19 situation started. So today I'm going to share some of the hidden benefits of virtual learning programs for your organization, whether that's whilst there are COVID-19 restrictions or once they're gone. There are still many benefits, and it's why virtual learning is here to stay. So the first hidden benefit of virtual learning is that it is preparing your workforce with the digital skills, the virtual working skills, the virtual communication skills that are going to be absolutely fundamental to the future of work in pretty much all industries. In every organization, there will be a varying degree of tech skills, from experts to those who needed help setting up Zoom for the first time back in March. But if the pandemic has taught us one thing, it's that tech skills are going to be essential for our post-pandemic world. The workplace of the very near future is going to be very different from the one we left back in March this year, and your workforce will need the skills to be able to thrive in this new environment. Forbes lists tech savviness as one of the 8 job skills that employees are going to need in the post-COVID world. They need to be comfortable working with different digital mediums. They need to understand that AI and machine learning are going to be creeping in, and we need to know how to use Zoom. We need to know how to use Microsoft Teams. WebEx has come back on my agenda recently. So all these things are going to be fundamental to keeping economies and businesses running. So introducing virtual learning as a training method is a great way to get your team comfortable with the significant digital changes that are set to happen over the coming months. And yes, that could be specific learning programs on how to use tech, but actually just running internal development programs with the tech is a great safe environment for people to develop those skills. So the second benefit of virtual learning programs is the cost savings. And there are a number of places that you can make cost savings by moving learning programs into the virtual space. The ones that actually make the biggest impact on your overall sort of learning and development spend as a team or as a business are the things you may not initially think about. So in the past, if you would have sent a group of people to a classroom to do training or some sort of development program, there was a cost of potentially hiring that room. There is the travel time associated, sort of the lost working time that people are traveling. There is the travel costs themselves. There's the hotel costs, the expenses, the meals, the refreshments, the list can go on. There are so many costs that are associated with in-person learning and development programs that often are just not considered. So even if the actual investment in a program with a facilitator or an expert may be the same, you're probably going to be saving 45%, maybe up to 75% in the overall cost of a program through all those other things that you're saving on. So virtual training is very cost effective. And with training budgets being squeezed as economies and things around the world are struggling, cost-effective training and development for your team are what many organizations are looking for. And with virtual training, the ability to have these programs delivered directly to your employees, wherever they are right now, their home office or a dining table, is really a win-win for the employer. And in that, you know, I'm really talking about a direct swapping out of in-person training to virtual training. But those cost savings also open new opportunities. So I have one client who has a global operation, but some markets have bigger development budgets than others. And therefore, places like India, for example, has never had as much development as other parts of the organization, because they just didn't have the budgets to ship people to Europe to train. Well, now in a virtual environment, there is no travel cost. So we've done a huge program this year to bring the Indian part of their business up to speed, because it's more cost effective. So the third benefit of virtual training is the increase in well-being that you can get from it. So the pandemic caused a shift in what employees are looking for from their employers. The organizations who neglected to invest in supporting their teams, will end up paying the price, because people will voice their disapproval with their feet. The most talented individuals are looking for employers who invest in their futures. A recent PwC study found that excellent learning and development programs were the third most sought after characteristic for employees. And organizations who are focusing on developing their team in the post-pandemic world and in the current pandemic world will benefit by keeping their employees happy, which in turn leads to higher engagement and productivity. Another win-win for the employer. And if you think about this also in partnership with the cost savings, you can provide more development opportunities because you're saving money on not flying people around the world to attend classroom training. The fourth benefit that we're going to go into is encouraging adaptability. Something that is so important: adaptability, agility, whatever you want to call it, the ability to move and change with the times at rapid pace at the moment, so important. And what I'm talking about in respect to the benefits of virtual learning and adaptability is that introducing new platforms and ways of working and learning builds flexibility and adaptability in your team, again, in a very safe environment. It's hard to imagine life pre-COVID in the office now, and so much has been changing recently, and the businesses who are thriving are the ones that are full of highly adaptable employees. I was reading a report the other day that said how the digital transformation we've been through in the last 9 months as a society would have probably taken 5, maybe 6 years to have happened otherwise. That is the rate at which change is happening right now. And virtual learning encourages employees to move with the times. They will be happy to learn on the go in different spaces, to use different modalities. And it gets them to incorporate learning and development as part of their ongoing job role, rather than something that happens as a one-off once or twice a year. because this is actually motivating, but also they're going to learn more by these regular learning interventions rather than the odd training now and again, which people tend to forget. So equip your team with the tools that will allow them to be flexible and open to learning new skills in new ways, and you will unlock their hidden potential. So there we have it, the four hidden benefits of investing in virtual learning for your team. And just as a quick recap, they are preparing your workforce with new digital skills. They are benefiting from considerable cost savings in areas you may not have thought about. Increasing the well-being of your teams, and finally increasing the adaptability and agility of your teams. And all of these extras come along with the primary function of virtual training and learning and development, that of equipping your team with the skills your business needs to thrive in our new post-pandemic environment. If you'd want to chat more about these benefits, about how to approach virtual learning, whether that's using an external partner like us or actually you're looking to do these things internally, then head over to our blog on the website, drop us an email, give us a call. I was about to say call in the office. Clearly we're not in the office, but if you ring the office number, you will still get to speak to one of us, and we'll always happily chat through your requirements and see how we can help in whatever way that may be. So thanks for listening. As ever, if you've enjoyed it, please do go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so they pop into your podcast inbox every month. And have a great rest of 2020, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye bye.